Blog Talk Radio.
Really dope show for y'all tonight. The show's topic tonight is going to be the current protests happening across the country, the cop who shot Philando Castile, and more on Trump's cabinet and the transition debacle. We got to get this audio right. For some reason, the audio is just not working the way I want it to work. Okay, but yeah, you're tuning in to Plantation Planet with me, your boy, your host. No, I'm not the Black Alex Jones, and we're going to jump right into this topic tonight. But first, I want to give y'all the number, 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. Okay. Fox Business asked a very good question. They asked, who was behind these anti-Trump protests? They contributed to these kids that want to get out of school. They saying it's just teens who mostly can't vote yet, but they highly organized and influenced by the likes of George Soros. If you don't know who George Soros is, he's a fucking billionaire. Friends with Hillary Clinton. He's also funding Black Lives Matter and that crazy ass agenda. But Fox Business News is calling it a violent protest. The bull on there, he was like, I don't know his name, I forgot his name. He called them terrorists. He said it's un-American. Then this motherfucker had the nerve to say Barack should be saying something to calm the people down. I'm like, yo, where the fuck was Trump at when, I mean, when all these racist supporters was out in full effect? Or maybe he should come out speaking like Trump is now and saying, hey, all my white supremacist family members, stop. Just stop. Don't do nothing. Wait till January. Then they gonna turn up. Then they gonna turn up. They call these protesters terrorists, yo. They love that fucking word, terrorists, yo. They like obsessed with that word, terrorists, yo. When they the real terrorists, they the ones terrorizing people with melanin all over the fucking planet. All over the goddamn planet. You know what I'm saying? Call us up, 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. This show is brought to you by ATHH101, Music, News, and Black Media. But yeah, I think it's probably an organized thing. Just like how they took over the word Black Lives Matter. They're definitely engineering these protests. And for real, to be honest, yo, I wonder who these people on the streets really are and what in particular they against. You know what I'm saying? Because they fight may not be the same fight that you fight in black people. Let me say that shit again, yo. They may not be fighting for what you are fighting for, black people. You know what I'm saying? I think Fox News is borderline Breitbart and alt-right. And they would love for you to think that the anger that you're seeing is manufactured. No, people are really fucking pissed about this shit. You know what I'm saying? People really, really got damn upset and they mad and they disgusted. And they got every right to. But black people, stay out of them goddamn protests. Nothing good is going to come out of those fucking protests. We done had enough marching, protesting. It's time to really start strategizing, yo. And get off the fucking plantation. You know what I'm saying? That ain't your fight, yo. We got to deal with Trump and his racist regime seriously, yo. And deal with our own problems, yo. The fight they fighting, black people, it may not be the same as yours. People's agendas are all, they aren't always the same. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, 65 million people voted for Trump. You know what I'm saying? Some who didn't, but they weren't like anti-Trump. They just didn't like some of the things that he was saying. It wasn't like they were totally anti-Trump. So they may be protesting against those things that they don't like. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? They probably aren't protesting on your behalf, black America. So for real, the moral of the story, family, is just stay out of that, man. Stay out of those fucking protests, man. That ain't for us, yo. That shit ain't, that is not for us, yo. Who are these teens that they talking about, yo? They talking about 15, 16-year-olds. They saying that it's people that can't even vote. Who are these people, yo? Who put these people, who put these young boys up to? You know what I'm saying? As far as the blacks go, I think they are genuinely, genuinely disgusted. And they out there and they trying to protest for a reason. But look, yo, that protest shit ain't getting us no fucking way, yo. That protesting shit is not getting us nowhere, yo. It's not for us, yo. We done did that. We done tried our hand at that. And you see what happened, yo. Nothing. And now we got to deal with this deadly ass regime, yo. You know what I'm saying? You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I'm not the Black Alex Jones. I don't do all that. No. We don't do that here. This show is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. You can call us up, family. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So check it. The bitch-ass police officer who shot and killed Orlando Castile was charged with manslaughter. Yes, my niggas. Manslaughter. That means he gonna be out in a few years. That's even if that nigga get found guilty. That's like a big fucking hit. Cheer, family. This nigga got charged with manslaughter, yo. What type of fucking shit is that? What type of shit is that, yo? If you don't know about the Philando Castile whole case, you don't know about the particulars of it. I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to give you some background on it. So, Philando Castile was riding in the car with his girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds. She recorded the incident after the shooting when they were stopped by a race soldier, because that's what the fuck they are, and that's what we're going to call them. Yo, they deaf soldiers. You know what I'm saying? So, he asked Philando Castile for his ID. So, when Philando went for his ID, he was shot and killed. His girlfriend had to watch him die. She started filming afterwards. She watched him die. You can hear her on the video, "Oh my God, I hope my boyfriend didn't go out like that." That's exactly what she said. You know what I'm saying? And then her 4-year-old daughter was in the back of the vehicle. So this motherfucking deaf soldier, this race soldier, fired into the car, which is reported to be 7 fucking times, yo. So if you saying to me that the kill that the use of deadly force wasn't justified. And then on top of that, there's 7 shots that were shot into the vehicle. You don't think that's overkill? That's fucking murder, my nigga. That's fucking murder, my nigga. This shit happened in Minnesota. There was a bunch of fucking racism out there. Racism is alive and well in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Now these prosecutors are only charging Officer Yanez with manslaughter when he shot him 7 times. Now you may be thinking, yeah, like, yo, that nigga said Officer Yanez. This cop is Latino. Yeah, he is. But he's in a fraternity that perpetuates white supremacy. So he with them. That motherfucker with them. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no justified dead force. And he used... He overused his power and shot 7 times, yo. What type of shit is that, yo? And then you gonna say manslaughter, yo? You gonna say manslaughter? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. We know what that's about, yo. We know what it's about, yo. And the family... And peace to the family, you know what I'm saying? I wish them nothing but the best. You know what I'm saying? The family said they're pleased. You know what I'm saying? They said they know what type of charges could have been brought up under the Minnesota statute. But it just wasn't. You know what I'm saying? They had to get what they could get, my niggas. You know what I'm saying? You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101 Music and Black News Media. Give us a call at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. Call us up and let us know what you think. But yeah, I wish the family nothing but the best, though. You know what I'm saying? But we see this all too often when prosecutors bring some bullshit charges and tell a family, yo, this is all we can get. But don't worry, there's some settlement money out there for you. You know what I'm saying? Look, family. For real, yo, look. We gotta stop taking that hush money, because that's what it is. It's hush money. Because until these race soldiers, these death soldiers, pay for their crimes, we will never get justice the way we want justice, yo. You know what I'm saying? Stop taking that money, yo. Stop taking that settlement money. No, we want to prosecute your ass to the fullest extent of the law. The way they do us. If we have to take it to the Supreme Court, take it there, yo. Stop taking that hush money, yo. Because these race soldiers, yo, when they get away for it, that makes it a clear path for the rest of them to get away with the shit. I mean, yo, these recent murders and shit have been caught on camera. Like, we see the police actually killing black people, yo. We see it on camera, and them cameras don't mean a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Them cameras don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Stop taking that hush money, yo. Because that's what it seems like, yo. You getting that settlement afterwards. This is no disrespect to the family, but this is what they pushing. Not the family, but them prosecutors and the system of white supremacy, yo. Give you some bread. I didn't tell you don't talk about it no more. Like families like Trayvon Martin's family. You don't really hear nothing from them right now. After the case, you really didn't hear anything, period, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, Hillary Clinton, she shouted them out as if she really cared about those children. You know what I'm saying? She didn't care about those black mothers crying. She didn't care about those black tears. She didn't care about those black children. You know what I'm saying? Call us in. Let us know your opinion on these charges, these fake charges, or however you feel on that case. You know what I'm saying? The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. You're listening to Plantation Planet. Yeah, you know, like, I feel for the families, you know, that they even have to go through that, you know. That they even have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, for your listening pleasure, though, Clear Waters by me, nigga. We are back. You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. Family had to switch microphones. But yeah, that right there was clear the waters by the point Cartier Craft. Get at him. Me, rather. At Cref Dini on Twitter. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Trump's transitioning team now. Now, this is quite an interesting topic, because I want to laugh at Chris Christie so bad. So I am. So look, Trump's transition team isn't going too smooth. His son-in-law had some beef with Chris Christie back in the day. Chris Christie prosecuted and put Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, that's his name, he put him in jail. He put that nigga's pops in jail. So these niggas had an axe to grind. And, you know, they used Chris Christie. And now they put that axe so far, and that nigga's been that. They put that axe so far, and that nigga's back, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, because look, it was floated around that Chris Christie's name for attorney, for he wanted to be attorney general. And Jared Kushner just, like, shot it down. Like, yo, now the Trump family is running the show, along with Mike Pence and them. You know what I'm saying? They shitted on Chris Christie. Hi, you punk ass bitch. That's exactly what you get. Chris Christie been sucking dick for a long ass time. For a long time. After falling on his fucking face for trying to run for president. Ha, you didn't win that either. You know what I'm saying? You didn't win that either, Chris Christie. I just really don't like this motherfucker. I don't like all the motherfuckers. I really don't like this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Then he backed Trump. He was like one of the first to back him, hoping that he'd either get to be vice president. If not that, at least get tapped for AG, attorney general. I'm glad that motherfucker ain't get neither one of them. Ha ha. Bah ha ha. Ha ha ha. He was bitch ass get. Chris put Ivanka Trump's husband in jail. You know what I'm saying? His name is Jared Kushner. This is what I mean by these names you need to know, because this motherfucker right here obviously got some influence. He obviously got some influence to put Christie through that shit. And like, it's like, yo, they weeding out the bitch ass niggas, yo. The niggas that they had problems with, they weeding that nigga out. And this nigga, Jared Kushner, he's the one who brought Stephen Bannon in. He's the one who brought Stephen Bannon to the table. So you know this nigga is going to be somebody that Trump listens to. And you know that this motherfucker got racist views if he even brings Stephen Bannon to the table. Plus, Trump ain't never really liked Chris Christie, you know? You know what I'm saying? He probably feel like, yo, Chris ain't loyal. You know what I'm saying? And that's when people like Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich came blood sucking and dick riding. You know what I'm saying? Where Chris was kind of falling back. You know what I'm saying? When Chris Christie was kind of falling back. So, ha ha, joke's on you, fat boy. Now, Rudy Giuliani is going to end up getting the fucking job. He's a fucking bitch ass nigga, too. You know what I'm saying? So the joke is on you, Chris Christie. See what all that dick riding got you out? You see what that dick riding got you, man? Now we see it's going to be a bunch of no experience people having a huge voice and leading the country, because though Trump, he probably going to be like, yo, I'm getting the last word. He listened to his whack-ass family. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be something to see. You know? I think it's going to be something to watch. I think it's, you know, that's is good TV. Trump is good for good TV, but now this nigga is running the country, yo. Donald Trump running the country now. And his racist little goddamn regime is running it with. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, yo. These are the people that's going to play a significant role in the Trump regime. His family. They done push Chris Christie out the way. Mike Pence is now leading the transition. Mike Pence is vice president. I'm going to give y'all some background on Mike Pence on the next show, because it's a lot to talk about with that dude. That dude is fucking scary too. Mike Pence is fucking scary too. You know what I'm saying? That's why that nigga was tapped for VP. They know exactly what they're doing, bro. They know exactly what they're doing. Now there's gonna be people like Stephen Bannon in the fucking White House advising Trump. You know what you're gonna get. You know what I'm saying? You know exactly what you're gonna get. So, you know what I mean? Just be aware of who these people are. Donald Trump's son-in-law, who was married to Ivanka Trump, the daughter, Jared Kushner, that's his name. Watch you hear his name a lot. Watch you hear his name a lot. I promise you, yo. If he brought Stephen Bannon in, that nigga got some say. I hear he owns his own news or some shit like that. So we're gonna see exactly how this shit is, yo. Y'all gonna see exactly how it is, yo. Well, that's the show, family. It's been real. We appreciate the love. It's always beautiful to communicate with your peoples, you know what I'm saying? So we really appreciate the love y'all give us, you know what I mean? You can reach us at plantationplanet101@gmail.com. This program was brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101. Music and Black News Media. Listen, yo. Remember, you don't have to be on the plantation. Just get off of it. Get yourself aware. You know what I'm saying? Get yourself aware. And then you don't gotta be on the plantation. We're gonna get us free. I'm not gonna sit here and watch y'all be stuck on the plantation, yo. You can't. Now some people we not gonna be able to reach. Some people we just not going to be able to reach. But the ones we are going to reach and will reach, we're going to help get off that plantation, and we're going to keep them off the plantation, you know? Remember, you don't have to be on it. You don't got to be on that plantation. Just keep yourself aware, be aware, do the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Study. But yeah, this is your boy, No, I am not the Black Alex Jones with Plantation Planet. Be safe, family. Peace.